Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
That's right, it's political commentary, and we have Lara on the line. Morena, Lana. Lara, how are ya?
Morena. I normally get Laura, not Lana.
So oh my gosh, yeah, that was a good one, eh?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're all on the countdown to Christmas. That's the reality, right? Oh. We're all on the countdown to the good weather and the Christmas.
It so is. The sun is shining here. How's it down in Wellington?
Yesterday was really beautiful, but it's definitely a bit colder down here.
It certainly is. And we were having a chat off air and you were like, the vibes are wrong down here. The vibes are off.
They have been for quite some time, and it's kind of sad to have seen Wellington kind of go through this. You know, like, for example, 2 years ago I was living downtown and working at Victoria University, and now every single one of the cafes and restaurants I would go to are gone, and that's in 2 years. So, I mean, I really feel for people who've lost their jobs or had, you know, big financial changes. I mean, I was talking about it with some public servants last night. It's a lot, and the vibe is not great. So, I mean, I really hope that we do turn a corner as a country, and you know, people do kind of feel more confident and positive about the future soon, because yeah, a lot of people have been hurting for quite some time across the board, not just, you know, Wellingtonian public servants, but across the country.
Yeah totally. It's so like visible in Wellington. We're going to chat a little bit about Te Pāti Māori. There's been some more developments in the kind of situation. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah, so against the backdrop of, I think, a lot of people hurting economically, we're seeing politicians do, you know, drama things, saga things, and we're seeing a lot of kind of social media posts, a lot of egos, a lot of he said, she said kind of thing happening here. So everything seemed kind of okay and actually quite good within Te Pāti Māori. Aorini Kaipara increased what was a 45-vote kind of lead in the Tamaki Makaurau by-election. Well, last time round in Tamaki Makaurau was 47, I think it was, 43, something like that. Te Pāti Māori won by. But she increased it to like 3,000 votes in this by-election. So
yeah,
good campaign, low turnout, seemed like Te Pāti Māori were on top of the world. Then we saw Taku Teferis do an Instagram post, kind of name the ethnicities of some of the people helping the Labour Party. And then there was a bit of public sort of discussion about the extent to which that was racist or not. And people have their opinions on that. And then we saw JT, John Tamahere, kind of back him a bit, and then not much happened, and then suddenly we heard Eru Kapakingi, Maria Meno Kapakingi, from the North, son, and the leader of Toitū, Te Tiriti, or one of the leaders, come out and kind of separate from the Māori Party, from Te Pāti Māori. And that's when it all started kicking off. And so what we've seen in the meantime is on and off lots of different social media posts, different tones, just people kind of like not putting their phones down, which in a media crisis or in any kind of crisis, you want people to put their phones away and go and like put their feet on the earth and stand there and ground themselves or something, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen all of that, and then we've seen various meetings. At one point, the National Iwi Chairs Forum got involved and had different meetings, and then we saw it was Monday morning. I remember getting off my flight and going, oh, okay, got a lot of calls. And it was the fact that Te Pāti Māori had voted to expel Maria Meno Kapakingi from the North and Taku Teferis from the South, expel them from their party. And so then that creates a whole bunch of issues. So now what we're waiting on seeing is, to run it down, is what happens legally.
Yep.
So the constitution of a political party is enabled in the Electoral Act. It's a really important document. Parties have to put it in to the Electoral Commission, keep it updated with them. Parties can set their own rules, but they have to follow their rules. So you can challenge that in the courts, and we're waiting to see what happens in terms of a court challenge, because Kapakingi and Ferris are saying that this was against the constitution. So that's a whole big set of issues that's happening.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, so the other one then becomes, okay, so there's that court case, but then the other one becomes, there's this thing, people call it the waka jumping law, but that's it's kind of weirdly racialized, and people don't really, you can't really do that anyway. So we've been calling it the party hopping law, because it's kind of more accurate, and waka jumping, people go, what's that?
Yeah, bit of vibe.
So, yeah, and it's like the Electoral Amendment Act, Electoral Integrity Amendment Act is a boring name. So like, we can see why people call it all sorts of things. basically what it means, like it's pretty boring. There's a lot of different mechanisms. Like, every single time it comes up, I've got to look at my slide that explains it. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, what is it again?
What are the rules again?
So there's a bunch of different rules and a bunch of little things that get enacted and stuff. But basically what has to happen is two-thirds. If the caucus, so the caucus is all of the MPs from a party. Funny word, but that's what the caucus is. So if two-thirds of Te Pāti Māori caucus, so there's six MPs, choose to enact this, they can expel them from Parliament. But what we've got going on now is there's Rāori Waititi and Debi Nare Opaka, who are kind of like a team, they're the co-leaders, and they're quite clearly on John Tamaheri, the party president's side. Then we've obviously got Kapakingi and Ferris, who are on their side, and then we're looking what's happening in the middle, like Orini Kaipara, quite a new MP, but obviously has these very long relationships with this whole crew. And then we've got Hanarafati Maipi Clark, who's been, like, her electorate at one of the votes abstained. So we're not really sure what's happening with those two. They've both kind of gone home for the week. And I think, they'll be talking. This is the thing, is that for Hanarafati, I imagine she'll be talking to her whānau, talking to her community, all the people around, all the kind of stakeholders or whatever you call them, to see what their views are. So that's what we're kind of waiting on, to see what those two do, because that's going to be a huge thing. And it's going to be a huge thing for the party hopping law, because, it's like if they then expel them from the caucus and write to the speaker, that's when the by-elections are triggered. So that's when we'd see voting. We just don't know. Until we see what happens to these two in the middle, we don't know what's happening.
Oh, it's interesting that it's all fallen on two people.
And you can see the things for them, the issues for them, like Orini Kaipara being quite new and would have just run this campaign.
Yeah.
And then Hanarafati, she's their big star, right? Like, I've been in Europe and random waiters are like, oh, yeah, the haka, that one from TikTok with the parliament and the ripping. And I'm like, let alone the political scientist that was seen all around the world, right? So, that really hinges on those two and where they go.
Wow, it'll be fascinating. When do you think they'll kind of have a bit more of a resolution, like we'll know more what direction this is going in?
I don't know. I mean, look, it's been kind of fun to speculate along the way, of course, with the disclaimer that these are people's lives, and it's probably really hard for all of them, and my heart goes out to them, because seriously, like, we've all had work stress before, and it's like, man, this is work stress on a huge scale with the media involved and everyone having opinions. But, it's hard to know what's going to happen now, because there are still a lot of different things that could happen in this, and the timeline isn't so clear at this point. But we do have to remember that sometime kind of late January, early Feb, the Prime Minister's going to call the election, and that's kind of what we call a constitutional convention. It just always kind of happens that way. Mm. And so then we'll know when the election is, and then we've kind of got this end point, this countdown. So it's like, really, for me, does the party kind of hold itself together till the election? Like, do the newbies create their own party? Like, what happens in the courts? I mean, does all this stuff work through the system enough before the election? Because if it's 6 months before an election, there is no by-election. So anyway, there's all of those things. So we'll see. We'll really see what happens here. It's a big saga, but I think ultimately a lot of people are quite critical that this is taking away from the issues that people care about. And it's very public.
Yeah, it's fascinating also to see the role of social media playing such a big part. You know, I guess it's changed politics immensely.
Totally. And you think, so the last time I saw it, can think of, I need to go back through the archives, or, the Wikipedia archives, if I'm honest, and think about, okay, when did a political party blow up like this? And I was thinking, it was 1997, around the sale of the Wellington Airport, Winston Peters had this group called the Tight Five, and they were five Māori MPs who had been elected for New Zealand First in the Māori electorates. And they walked away from him, and there was a big blow-up. But back in the day, it was like the journalists would, like, try and find your house and then run after you, with their camera and their microphone, or just their microphone. And it was a bit different, like the journalists would... So that was the only real way to speak to the people. You could put out a press release as well, but like that was the only real way. I mean, you could, maybe write a newspaper. I don't know, I was a child back then. But it was a bit different. So now if you're feeling a certain way, you have access to your social media. You have direct access to the public. That's just fundamentally different thing in politics. And there's at a point that it's hard because your egos are involved. And I think we've all been in these situations, though, when we just pick up our phone and we send a message and we go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh. So imagine that, but you're a politician. So that's kind of part of what's happened. But also a lot of people involved and around the circle, around the, you know, who have been involved in Te Pāti Māori or, you know, around it are also on social media. So it just looks messy to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess there's also all that speculation that comes with it. People tend to kind of be thinking all sorts of things about this situation that aren't necessarily true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And we've seen this in different cases around the country where people put things in comments, people put things on Reddit. I've not got too many of the social medias, and so I've not seen what people are putting in comments and discussing online about the situation, but I imagine that people are doing rumours and doing, all sorts of, my cousin knows this kind of stuff.
You know, all that old stuff.
New Zealand classic.
Oh, that's a classic one. I wanted to touch briefly as well on what's going on with the police at the moment. It's pretty horrific, to be honest.
Yeah, look, I've not followed this in a lot of detail, but it does seem to be, like, this is now the big story, and, like, very deservedly so. You know, we think about those kind of core institutions. Well, people talk about this thing called social cohesion and public trust, and we think about the core institutions. And, you know, we've obviously, on the political spectrum, we see people more on the left being quite critical of the police over time. But this is one of those, like, quite clear people protecting themselves kind of situations, protecting their own, that I think is going to make a lot of people and a lot of people who've been survivors of these sorts of situations feel very uncomfortable and very unwell. So that goes out to anyone who's, looking at this going, so it's, you know, now going to be the big political issue of the week, and I'm sure one that people will kind of watch. And it's looking very messy, and very messy for people like Andrew Costa's career. And he was the chief executive of the Social Investment Agency. So I think we're going to see quite a few people really lose their jobs, and understandably so.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lara. That's all the time we have for this morning. But thank you, and have a great day.
Well, kia ora.
Kia ora.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.